The following is a conversation between Caroline Jones, designer for State of Nature, and Rowan Rutter, production assistant, regarding the process of designing for the production.
Well, for me, reading a script is fairly instinctual. You know, I mean, you've got to read it. Actually, you have to read it a couple of times before you actually, it speaks to you, I guess. Well, anyway, it's instinctual. The response to it is instinctual. It's like, it was probably the first thing I did was say, well, I want to do the photographs. And I kept saying it. I thought, well, nobody's objecting. So that's what I'll do. I mean, it's fairly, in a way, he's left me relatively to my own devices. When he's sure about something or he doesn't want something, he let you know. But he's not one for splitting hairs about it. He's not one for kind of... Well, maybe if I'd chosen something else, he wouldn't have agreed with me. Do you know what I mean? But it's interesting. There's a lot of directors actually who aren't desperately visual anyway. They don't see things. I think Jeff sees things much more from an actor's point of view, and for him that's the main action. Do you know what I mean? As long as you feel comfortable with the rest of it, he's okay. I mean, that's, you could disagree with me, but I mean, that's what I would take from that. In terms of realizing it, there were some things that I was very particular about. One was I had to make a model that was actually, true to the site, because the actors had to be able to be excited by the space or had to understand the kind of space they were dealing with. So to give them a model that would function for them, it would be useful, apart from selling it to Eden and all the rest of it and then people liking their models. In terms of actually realising it on a practical level, it's been quite interesting having the makers so far away from where I am, because normally I would have quite a strong relationship with the makers. But John's been absolutely brilliant.
This is because the production has been rehearsed in London. Yeah. Site specific to the Eden project in Cornwall, but made in Plymouth. At the Theatre Royal.
I found John worth his weight. He's been great, and he's taken on board. Little detail things he'll pick up on, or he'll fill in, or he'll ask me. He's very particular. He pays attention to detail, and particularly where I'm at arm's length from where it's being made, that is essential. Because if John and I didn't communicate well about what was wanted, what was needed, then it wouldn't have happened. You've no idea how it could turn into a nightmare.
So, talking about a nightmare that was avoided, originally this show was supposed to happen in a different area of the biome.
Mm-hmm.
So you created a scale model, which you then had to sort of recreate. And I imagine it wasn't as simple as just kind of shifting it onto a new plot, but there was reconfiguration that you had reimagining or, mm-hmm. Conversations with the green team at Eden as well about different fauna and plants and trees, because it's all very well having an idea if there's a tree in the way, you can't do anything about it in a
well, the main forest thing fire. The main thing about this production was two things. A, that you've got to create some sort of a house space, you've got to create some sort of a domestic space that the actors can perform on, and because also Jeff wanted the actors to get off, it was much harder to do that in this space than in the other space, because there was a natural kind of little patch in the bushes. So I had the stage and then I had this patch in the bushes that you could go off into. So my challenge just on that level was to create a space where I wasn't just creating a cubicle, not quite a cubicle at least, you know what I mean? Not like a little dunny at the end of the, you know, at the side of the tree, because that's what it amounts to. That's why I tried to keep it open against all odds. And she is changing in there.
I mean, it must be difficult because obviously the site that has been chosen for this production is open almost on every side. Mm. It's the inside of a heavy hairpin bend, essentially, halfway up the bar. So at any point, an audience, a visitor to Eden could be anywhere on that path looking, you know, so you've got to think about this design as being almost 3D. It's not end-on, as we think about designs being the theatre. You can't have sort of messy bits but at the back of the flats. It's got to be sort of beautiful from any angle.
Mm. I did want to fit it into Eden. I did want the colours to sort of blend, just as the houses, some of those old, the other houses they've got blend in. I wanted, on one level, the set to blend in. So there was two choices about the floor. One was, where in the house is this? What sort of room is it? And for me, it's a kind of it's an add-on. It's some sort of an add-on to a house, so that maybe it's the back of the house, but it's some sort of a conservatory kind of sensation to it. So it's not carpeted. It wouldn't be carpeted. Do you know what I mean? It's the sort of logic of what the space is. And then the colour of it was to do with blending in.
One final question about, because you've been, you know, you've talked so much about the photographs. Actually, on stage, there's only one photograph?
No, there's two. I mean, I didn't have any photographs on the stage, actually, but I was looking to where to put them, so I thought I'd put them there.
So they're the most in focus, and then presumably the idea is that the further away you get from that kind of central hub, that conservatory, as you explain it, the more and more blurred these memories become, which is why the images are distorted.
Not quite like that. The way I see it is that certain memories are just blank. And the screens were also supposed to be like kind of photo screens as well, in a sense, but blank screens. They could function not only as a wall, as a possible wall, but also like an empty photo frame.
Right.
Okay. So some memories he can access, and some memories he can't access.
Because you've got that double-backed screen, the screen that's empty on one side but then has a jungle photo on the back.
Yeah, that's for the audience to come around, as it were. That, in a way, that's got less to do with the idea of the photographs as part of the play. It's kind of like just, for the audience coming into the space, it's just a lead-in, really. Yeah. That's all. But it had to be something on it because it was the back. But in terms of the photos, it's not quite like, it's like some of the memories are further away. Some are blocked off. Some are, you know, just nothing going on. But those memories that are vaguely present, which I've use kind of slightly blurred images for, those memories can be anywhere. It's not that it goes off, and that the furthest away are necessarily the least remembered. It's just that memory is fairly random. You could get a memory from over there, or over there, but, or it might be right here. But there's a variety of them, that's all.
Yeah.
Because because at the end of the day, for me as a designer, one of the things I always feel is that, you know, you've got to leave. I like to have something to do at the end of the process, and the end of the process for me
for
here.
The audience, for me personally,
it's boring. So for me personally, then one of the things was to actually decide how to put those pictures up, yeah. Where to have them. Because every time I put them in the model, it was random. It was like, oh yeah, well, there's going to be some pictures around here somewhere. But I like that.
Mm.
I like that. I like the spontaneity. See, I like spontaneity. Some people like that. Everything tied down. I like to know exactly what is happening, but there's some things I like to leave just to have so that it doesn't get boring at the end.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's all tied up. All you know, you've got to leave a little bit of leeway. Yeah. It's just, it is a personal thing. You've got to leave a little bit of leeway for yourself so you can have a bit of fun at the end.
Yeah, just not with the dimensions of steel
back in. Exactly. You've dealt with all that, you know.
Yeah. Well, it is a beautiful design, so thanks very much.
Thanks. I'll steal your spec. Thanks, and I'll leave you back to your knitting. There you go.
Right. I want an oval tee. I have an oval tee.
I'll make you one.